This is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning to all of our listeners. What a crazy last couple of weeks we've had. And you know, Ed, I can hear it in your voice. I'm spending a lot of time outside. After all that's happened, just appreciating life, appreciating the sunlight, just the simple things, and being with friends and family. It's been an interesting time. I know we'll talk about that a little further. But, you know, again, thankful. I guess that's been my thought for the last week, how thankful I am for life and for you and for all of my other friends and family. And the safety of so many, and praying for those who have suffered through the hard times the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm still so thankful to be a physician here. And as a positive note, I will remind all of our listeners that we're still at work. All of your physicians, well, the majority of the physicians, primary care, and all the APCs are out there working. All of our extenders, all of your providers are working for you. So CHI is here. You know, I talk every week about the hospital and the new one in Fort Oglethorpe right in our parking lot. You know, I haven't asked anyone in authority within CHI, but, you know, we'll say I don't know if that's going to delay it, all of the coronavirus and whatnot, and the way it's put a dent in everybody's businesses. We'll see. We'll see with time. They're still planned to build that in Northwest Georgia over time. CHI has a great triage plan for anyone that's needing to be seen by a provider, and we have plenty of acute care and other clinics open. Ours is open 5 days a week, and just call your provider if you need medical care. We're doing a lot of telemedicine. We've had to catch up, Ed, markedly in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and we've learned how to do telemedicine and more video formats that I've ever seen in my life. I didn't know there were so many products and companies out there doing this, and we're getting to try them all, which is good. I think in the long run, what I talk about with my patients, I think one day in the future, which hopefully will be soon as we start to transition out of this coronavirus phase and everything being shut down, I think we'll learn how to take those improvements, the things that are good from what we've learned from coronavirus, and not only the sanitation, hygiene, and whatnot, but, you know, we're learning within CHI how to do telemedicine. That's a first for me in 25 years. I've never really wanted to do it and probably wouldn't have if I hadn't been thrust in against my will. But we'll probably find a way to incorporate that into our practice and have it benefit all of the patients. So I can't wait to see how that works. I've already found a few ways to make it benefit people outside of just the fact that we're in shelter in place, have been, and don't know where the future is going with this. So all of your providers are there. Don't be scared of that. Be fearless in life. Wear your mask. Use precautions. Stay clean. Stay sanitized. But don't be afraid of life. And make sure and get out and enjoy some of the sunlight and fresh air. I'm trying to do that every day despite my seasonal allergies. And I'm enjoying every breath. I will tell you that. More thankful than ever for it. Ed, how about you? What's up?
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. And we are an interesting little segment of business because we are not only a health food store, but we're like a mini grocery store. We, you know, we're offering ground beef and salmon, like we always have, pet food, cosmetics, shampoos, I mean, hair colors for these people, including men and women who, you know, need to color their own hair these days. Of course, we always are leaning completely to the more natural versions of that. We are supporting the community in every way we can. We're practicing, you know, curbside delivery, online delivery, local delivery. We will get your products for you. So if you call us, you ask us, we will gather them up, charge it. We make it real easy as we can. I do want to say that, and you know, Dr. Green, a bar, a protein bar that I actually formulated several years ago named the Zunta Bar. Zunta is an Indian word for honesty. Well, we've decided for the next 3 weeks, we are going to give away 6 of the vanilla Zunta bars to anyone who comes into Nutrition World and says they heard it on Vital Health Radio. These are bars that I've literally been living on. You could be on a stranded island, and if all you had was 3 Zunta bars per day, you'd be relatively healthy. It's got the right fat, the right carbohydrates, the right protein, the right quality, everything you would want. So we're going to give away $20 worth of these bars.
Oh, and people, these taste fantastic. As all this was starting and I couldn't find all the food I wanted, I went straight to Nutrition World and got a box of them. And I've been eating some of those several a week. I'm rationing those out because they're so good. And I've been accidentally marketing for Nutrition World, I think, because I show my patients, I'm eating a Zunta bar for lunch. This thing's great. And so I will encourage you guys to go. I mean, it's what a deal. You're going to give away free Zunta bars. Go get them. Why would you not?
Well, I know there's people who are struggling, you know, to fill their belly with healthy things. And some people obviously are having a hard time even filling it with unhealthy things. So as long as the supplies last, 6 Zunta bars, only the vanilla crunch, not the chocolate, for the next 3 weeks, as long as we have stock. And hopefully we will. We have a pretty good supply of that.
How are you guys doing with things like the bison and the grass-fed beef and all that?
Oh, we're selling very consistent amounts. A lot of people, you know, plus like the fresh market, because they were closed down for several days, a lot of people go there to get their meats and things. We just keep staying busy because people need these foods, and they also need the nutritional support for their immune system. In fact, I have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator on there. I've interviewed Dr. Michael Smith, who's the medical director of Life Extension, and I regard him greatly. He went through a whole plan of what do we do to boost the immune system, because it's very clear now that we have limited benefits or limited treatments for this virus. The biggest, best treatment is your own immune system. And when we can balance it, strengthen it in the right ways, it becomes a bad cold instead of something much more severe, unless you have significant risk factors like obesity. I did read again today a big nice study on PPIs, Prilosec type of drugs. It does increase your risk. And I know you can talk endlessly about that, Dr. Green. That plus maybe ACE inhibitors. Was that something? I
hadn't heard the ACE inhibitors yet.
Yeah, the ACE inhibitors seem to be working on a receptor site that might increase some of the, or increase the aggressiveness of it, is what
it's going to take
do.
A lot of studies and time a to lot. Know for sure. I mean, is it the medication, or, I mean, there's so many variables there, or is it the underlying medical condition, which
right.
one, or a combination of the two?
Yeah.
So we just don't know.
No.
And Nutrition World is still standing, people. No damage?
The angels have blessed me again in my life. And, you know, I was living 1 mile away in the Haven Apartments and was pretty much, you know, really scared I was not going to make it another day. It hit right on top of us and right during the courtyard. And I just assumed that Nutrition World would be no more because we are only 1 mile away from that location. And I was blessed to have my daughter, got in her car with her husband, and they drove over. And I was, you know, she called me and said, hey, it looks perfectly fine. Electricity's out, but it came on in 3 hours, and we are so blessed on so many levels. And, my heart breaks for all the people who are struggling. And Chattanooga is such a spirited town that I know that everyone's banding together to give a hand up and help these people who are struggling. And so thank you, Chattanooga, for all of your heartfelt energies and your just wonderful souls. And, you know, we've seen it before in this town, and I think we're in a perfect size town. We're not too big and we're not too small. We have the access to the things we need, but we're not overcome with, you know, Atlanta-sized traffic and all that.
Thank goodness.
And thank goodness for that. So, you know, we're always still here to talk more on the positive side because we are getting closer to turning the corner of this, people.
You know, every day is a day closer. I mean, even if you don't see that light at the end of the tunnel, tomorrow is one day closer. We're going to get through this, people. We will.
And we are learning more and more. And I think people are getting less and less. Some people are getting less fearful because the reality of the situation is, again, like you've said, Dr. Green, a lot of this comes back to personal responsibility. If you will practice sanitation, you do wash your hands, you don't touch anything above your chest where you can transmit the virus, and you keep a distance. Well, that right there is significant. If we did nothing but that, it would be probably modestly controlled without anything.
I continue to see excellent behavior. I mean, The other day at the grocery store, I would say easily 90 to 95% of people are wearing masks using careful social distancing. When I've gone running, even on the park, on the sidewalk or so, either I would jump out into the road or the oncoming runner would jump into the road. We actually socially distance jogging.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't an issue, and everybody is being extremely good behaviored. And if we can do that, well, why can't we start going back to work, opening businesses again, and just using good practice? We've learned how to do this now.
Yes, we have. Now, that doesn't mean everyone's going to. And again, you get a crowd and you get some alcohol and this and that, things are going to fall a little bit loose. But we have to reopen society because of the need for not having half of Chattanooga bankrupt and half of this country, because then we'll have homeless everywhere. And that, then Corona will be the least of our concerns at that moment. So,
well, you think about it, it just started, and the parent company for Big River and Logan's, and I think those were two of the companies, you know, it went, as I recall, it went bankrupt, did it not?
I heard that. And of course, I think they were probably on the verge anyway, from what I heard. They weren't real solid. And I did hear
that was the straw, and that
was. And today, I did hear that 30 of the Gold's Gyms are not going to reopen.
Wow.
Now,
that's a lot of people's jobs.
Oh, a tremendous amount. And that's why we have to find the middle ground between hiding from it and then just not falling completely into ignorance either. There has to be a middle ground.
Which is the debate we hear every day.
Every day. And we have to be able to manage it, not have a focus that we're getting rid of it, because managing is just something that's going to have to happen.
But I think the mature outnumber the immature in the country.
I think
so
you're
far.
Right. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about all these issues, but I want to also talk about, you know, more places to eat when you do take out, because it is becoming very frustrating to continue to eat at home all the time. And I've got a couple new ones I would like to add to the list. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And as always, we talk about food. I'm a big foodaholic. I, of course, try to eat very, very healthy. I've had to loosen that somewhat. And sometimes to loosen it a lot, because the choices are getting less and less.
I've done better this last week. So
really?
I had loosened it so much, and you encouraged me, so I have improved, which is not a lot, but I've improved somewhat.
Are you cooking at home most of the time?
More cooking, so more salads, more higher protein, lower fat, lower carb. That doesn't mean I'm doing perfect, but I had really leaned over toward the pastas and a higher carb, and trying to get back into that, and a little more running. Yeah, it's still tough getting back into the exercise, because I can't go where I'm used to going. So it's one of those learning curves. But you and I try to learn and adapt, and it's just change, and change is difficult sometimes and a bit painful.
It is, but it's also something that I think is important for my soul and my life, because I find myself becoming rigid on what I think I need, and I have learned so much of the lesson that I don't really have to have the things I thought I had to have. You know, I would like them. It's a preference, but it's not mandatory. And I have bent very, very, I'm proud of myself. I bent backwards and really not complain, and been so much more grateful for even the meals that I used to would have complained greatly about.
Well, you know, and I've, let's see, what was the most recent healthy meal? Some vegetable soup. You know, excellent stuff, all fresh, wonderful, wonderful. You know, I've taken a lot more walks, found places I never knew existed before. You know, just a lot more time outdoors, of all things. You know, they shut down the parks, but they can't shut you down for moving at all. And you know, it's, like I said, it's adapting. That's a little bit difficult, because I'm a creature of habit, as so many physicians are, and I like to tend to do things the same way all the time. And work, that's fantastic, because you won't miss as much if you do it the same way every time. But for personal life, yeah, we do need a little change, and you learn, and you, when we're through all this, which hopefully will be soon, we will keep all the things that were good that we learned.
That's a great way to look at it, because we're all learning things that we would not have learned without the gift of challenges. And do I want to voluntarily ask for challenges from the universe or nature or God? No, I don't voluntarily, but when it's put in our place, we have to embrace it. I mean, there's nothing other than hiding from it, running from it, which will not work because it will chase you down and beat you senseless. So facing it and building a relationship with the new experiences, new challenges in my life have been a wonderful lesson. It just truly has. In fact, I remember one of the poems that I've always loved my whole life was by T.S. Eliot. Hmm. At the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the very first time. And boy, is that apropos for me, because, you know, this is one big circle that's come around, and here I am reliving basically my same Edward's life, but in a whole different manner. And it's like new. It's like fresh. It's not always what I want, but it's fresh, and I'm embracing it. And I have moments of almost tears of gratitude for the coffee in the morning or, you know, a beautiful weather like we've had this week. And thankfully, you know, we have had decent weather.
It's funny you mentioned the coffee. When my little sister was out of power, and about to come over to my place, she said, I've got to have coffee. I have to have my coffee. You know, something you were saying was resonating with me. And, you know, we've talked again and again about how you cannot change your circumstances, but you can be in control of your response to them. And what I've found several times is something I found during residency, when I wasn't liking the change, because, you know, it's a change in everything, like you're seeing and everybody else in town is, it's a change in your entire life, your work life, your home life, your exercise, diet, everything. And I realized I can go into that with a bad attitude and do it, or with a good attitude and do it. But either way, I'm going to do the same thing. So I'm going to end up doing it and living through it and going through the trial no matter what. My attitude makes a huge difference in my happiness. And so, you know, that's where you have to force yourself sometimes to put a spring in your step and a smile on your face and not complain. And you know what? It gets better. It really helps. That may sound silly, but it actually helps me to wipe that bad attitude out, you know, forcibly, and do a little stop and do a little meditation and prayer, and then head back to work or life or whatever I'm doing with a smile on my face.
Absolutely. In fact, physiologically, just smiling, even though it's artificial at first, sends messages to the entire body to be more in a positive state. It's just one of many little tricks of the trade that we can all use. It takes about 1 minute of artificial smiling before it starts ingraining itself, but I would recommend that to anyone who's really down and out.
It's infectious to others too.
Exactly. It sure is.
Like a yawn, but better.
And we all can tell that the majority of people are struggling. You know, they're frozen, they're fearful, they're anxious. And I do want to say, again, because my whole life's been built on the belief and faith of nature's remedies, nature offers some pretty dang good little things that I have utilized to the maximum for my anxious mind. I can get into moods of anxiousness, which, of course, is connected to fear of the unknown, fear of this, then fear of that. And, you know, the commentary in our mind is not always our friend. And in fact, Annie Lamott, a great author, years ago I heard her say, my mind is like a bad neighborhood. I try not to go there alone. Huh. And I really have valued that, because there's times that our mind is our enemy, and we have to understand that it isn't our friend all the time, and we have to use things to help to work through that. And that can be other friends, it can be techniques, it can be whatever you choose. But don't always believe those thoughts, because they're being fed by past experiences and fear most of the time. It's very rare that the compulsive mind is going to give you compliments and positive thinking, generally, unless you're just in the midst of something positive. So be aware of that. And I do want to say, like I did in the first segment, just so I don't forget, we are at Nutrition World giving away 6 Zunta bars to anyone who comes into Nutrition World and says they heard it on Vital Health Radio. That's equivalent to $20.
Ask you.
A Zunta bar you can live on pretty much totally. I formulated it, has every single thing that you possibly would want to have in your diet, and they taste really, really good. And nutritionally, again, I'm huge about nourishing the body's immune system with vitamin C, D, A. and mushrooms. Those are the medicinal mushrooms in capsules. That is what keeps the immune system from going into a crazy state with this virus and many times other things too, even the flu. But we want to make sure that, you know, if you do get sickly with this, that you have the normal response, which is it's a bad cold. You got it for a week or 10 days and you're done. You're over. You're finished. You get antibodies and you move on. You don't want to go into that spiraling of the lung condition.
I was just thinking, you were talking about, emotions, and we've been looking at our response to everything. It suddenly brought me back to one of the devotionals I had done. I'll bring this up and quote a little Pete Briscoe, and it just looked it up. He said, emotions were designed by God to follow and not to lead, but it was a devotional about not being led along by those passions and those emotions, but being more in control. And I was looking for one other thing he said. He said, emotions can enhance our lives when properly channeled, but when they're out of control, they can be very harmful. And we're finding that. I'm seeing that in patients. I've had to rein that in with myself. And, it's so true. And it's sometimes difficult to do. I've recommended GABA to a lot of people, Rescue Remedy recently. And, of course, music, meditation, prayer, mm-hmm. exercise, all those things that I do. And so far, I will say the patients / friends / family are quite resilient. That's what I'm seeing.
I like that word because I am seeing that also. And also the kindness and the gratitude of my clients and customers have been unlike almost anything in 41 years. And I'm just so appreciative of people. And they are of us, because Nutrition World is servicing the food part of this along with the immune products to help you to stay well or get well. So we're very thankful that we're able to do that. I have a great staff who's willing to work, and we do have limited hours. And we do, nutritionw.com is the website. You can order off there and all the good things that you want.
Anyone who has the ability also, whether that's you, me, or anyone really, I've been saddened to see how, because so many restaurants are just almost shut down to nothing, that crops are being wasted, milk, mm-hmm. eggs, tons of produce and food are being just wasted because they're not being purchased. And I really want to see those being directed more to help people, food banks, whatnot. I know people are talking about it. I am hoping and praying that's going to improve over the next few weeks, because there's so much waste going on, unfortunately. And the farmers that I'm hearing really want to help people.
It's just heartbreak on every way you turn. But we are going to get through it, and we're going to rebuild and have it back into a regular mode of life, and have people with jobs, and we're going to get there. It's just a matter of not if, but when. I do want to say, talked about the hardships of the restaurants, we do need as best we can to support them with takeout. I do frequent these places when I can. Main Street Market, Need Loves, Fresh Market has an amazing dinner for $12.99 with a huge chicken and a bunch of vegetables. I went to Farm to Fork this week, Chris, and down in Ringgold, and it's kind of a pricey thing to be a country place, but it was probably one of the best vegetables I've had in a whole month. I had the grilled squash. I had chicken grilled with cheese and mushrooms, and I had spinach and cornbread with some butter, and the best unsweet tea I've had in a whole month. El Primo, I love their place, and Public House on the special night where you want to have a special date. Pick that up and get a drink if you want, and it is fantastic. La Altina, the Mexican in East Brainerd Road. Wonderful quality food. Countryside up on Mahan Gap Road, way up in College Dale, is the other vegetable place. And Chef and his wife I have eaten there for years, where you pick up the food and you take it home and you fix it. And very high quality. Now, I did last night go out and have barbecue at what I consider the finest barbecue place ever in my life, Couches in Ottawa. Been in business since 1947.
Never been there.
And they're kind of old-fashioned. They don't have really good websites and things. Just you call them and, place your order. But unbelievable.
Well, two of my favorites, not well-known, Bailey's and Thacker's in Ringgold.
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, both of those. Bailey's has been there. Gosh, I remember their old house in Ringgold as a child. You'll have to try that sometime. Bailey's, fantastic. Thacker's also. And Thacker's very unique. I've been trying to support, Base Camp. I didn't write mine down. Base Camp, Takanuga, Food Works, okay. Edley's, Aaliyah. And my next thing to try is cooking from Aaliyah, which you can order. I remember they have like a family pasta, but you can go, or lasagna, and you can go and get all the ingredients plus all the directions how to cook it, and cook it yourself. Gives you something to do as a family, maybe. And I'm going to try that, but I haven't tried cooking something from Aaliyah, so that will be a first.
Wow. Well, for people who you know, really need to get a meal every now and then out, please support these local restaurants. We got to keep them around until we turn this corner, or else they will not be reopening.
Yeah, and there are some that are totally shut down. I mean, some of my favorites are just not serving at all.
I know.
And I hope to see them back.
Yeah, Sweet Basil is one of my favorites, and I'm shocked that they've never reopened. But let's just hope the best for all of them. Well, guess what? It's already time to take a break, my friend. And we come back, we're going to be hopefully talking to a gentleman who's invented an app that can help kind of monitor the coronavirus in your friends and family. It's quite interesting. He's not doing it for any profit. It's totally free. So we've got that.
Proximity app.
Yep. Yeah. Plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we got a so interesting guest today that kind of came out of the clear blue. Dr. Green kind of sent it to me, and we got talking to this gentleman, and he has invented an app that is very appropriate for these times that we're going through, and I'll let him explain it. So welcome to the show, Vital Health Radio, George Graciana. Is that right?
That's pretty close, Ed.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
George Graciani. Okay, and I talked to you, George, just the other day, and you explained this app that's going to be potentially helpful for people to prevent further spreads of the coronavirus, and it's free. It's not going to, no charge to anyone, and it looks like you already have it in six different languages, so you have a lot of momentum, I'm imagining. So tell the listeners exactly how and what this app does.
Okay, I will, for sure. Thank you, Ed. Yeah, so the app is called COVID-19contacts.com. And you go to www.COVID-19contacts.com. And what the app is it's an app that helps you do something called contact tracing. Now, you're probably starting to hear about contact tracing now. You've heard about physical distancing, keeping 6 feet away from other people, and you've heard of washing your hands. And contact tracing is really what this app is about, which is setting up and maintaining a list of your close contacts. These are anyone who you've come within 6 feet of over the last 14 days. And the reason you keep that list and add to it and maintain it, and that's what the app helps you do, is so that if you test positive for COVID-19, then you can quickly contact those people on your list so that then they can be tested and they can be quarantined so that the virus doesn't spread further from them. And similarly, they can put you on their list, and so you can be notified or warned if one of them gets the virus. And then you can take the necessary steps of quarantining yourself and getting yourself tested so that you don't spread the virus further.
Now, I'm kind of amazed that that technology is good enough you can actually tell a 6 foot distance.
Well, in our app, it's actually all in your hands. So you actually use the app. Is so simple. We put it together about 3 weeks ago. We did it very, very quickly. And we wanted to make sure we had something really simple that people could use right away. And so the way this version of the app works is you actually put in the contacts yourself into a list on your phone, just like as simple as if you were writing them on a piece of paper. And then the data, that contact information, so just the person's name, their telephone number or email, whichever way you contact them, is what gets put in the list, and you kind of update that. So hopefully those lists are really small. Like where I'm at in Toronto, Canada, we're all isolating in our houses basically. So my list is not very long. It's like two people, my wife and my son. But for some folks who are essential workers, you know, caregivers and law enforcement and people who work in grocery stores who don't have a choice, their list might be a bit longer.
Interesting. That's
absolutely.
Yeah. And if I know that sometimes we couldn't have the people on the list because they would be strangers, but a lot of times we have the friends and family that we're hanging out with still and are having to visit, having to take care of, and some of those friends probably wouldn't tell us. They just wouldn't think about it if they got under the weather. So this would be a fantastic way for that word to spread instantly. If they got feeling under the weather and they were diagnosed, then they could certainly send that message. So they would go on their own app if they were sick with corona, and then they would activate it, and then the message would go out. Is that how it works?
They would simply pull up the app, and it would have the list, and so that information would be right there. Because it's difficult to remember, like, what were you doing last, you know, Tuesday, who was within your 6-foot barrier? It's hard to remember. I don't necessarily remember in a normal situation. So part of it is that, and then just having that contact information right there. Because what happens right now in many places all over the world, and this is a global pandemic, it's all over the world, is that when you do test positive, one of the first things that the medical folks want to do is they want to go out and they want to trace down the people you've been in close contact with. And that can be a slow process. And so this is something that makes that, the idea is to make that much, much quicker so that there's less chance for the virus to spread. Now, I should say that when I got this idea, which is, I guess, about a month ago now, we had a much more complicated and a much, much more fancy design. And since that time, we wanted to release this version that's out now. But in a few weeks, we'll be releasing another version that is much more automated, so that there's no typing in. It works on Bluetooth, and everything is like super automatic and also very safe and private.
Have you had any thought about linking with social networks so it brings in more people?
That's one of the things we're looking to do right now. And part of the reason I'm so happy to be talking to you two gentlemen right now and to all your listeners is that we are really trying to spread the word and not the virus. That's kind of what we're up to. I mean, we have had a tremendous, like, it's just been a bit mind blowing. We've had visitors on the app from 47 different countries now, all across the planet.
Wow!
And that's in just like basically a couple of weeks. And nice. As you said, the app is in 6 languages, including English and Spanish and French and Italian and Portuguese for the folks.
So
in South America.
Is the new app going to replace this, or will it be a secondary app?
Both will be there, but what we'll do is we'll be allowing people to download the new app, which should be out in a few weeks. But, part of the thing, like, it's not going to hurt to have this one because, you're just like, you're in Tennessee right there. It's at Chattanooga, which is a lovely place. I've been there many times. And you're very lucky in a way. I mean, I know you've had the tornado, and that's a lot to wrestle with. But you may be, hopefully you avoid this first wave that they're getting in New York, and they had in Italy, and they had in Spain, and we've had to some degree up here. But I think it's wise to be prepared, and this is one of the things that you can actually do. So
absolutely, any modality that's going to help us is, from a physician standpoint, is fantastic, and I can see a lot of benefit for healthcare workers. All my friends working in the hospital, even us that are in outpatient care, all of my coworkers, that would be a fantastic tool for us to use. And thank you for your concern for our area. We have done pretty well here from a COVID standpoint and have been well organized, which is good. But we love extra tools to put in the toolbox.
Now, you know, my mind's always thinking about different things. Of course, me coming from a totally holistic nutritional background and dealing with clients for 41 years that really travel a long way sometimes to see us and, you know, help. We try to help them support their immune system and bodies through nutritional intervention. I would, you know, it'd be really cool if I could come up with an app where people would like log in all of their supplements and then we could follow how they progress during not just this disease, but many diseases in order to kind of see what's, you know, what advantage would it be for the people to do this. But that's off this conversation with you. You just got my mind thinking of apps because I'm not good at producing things, but I'm really great at ideas. And who knows what might come from that. I love the fact that you have such a passion. I love the fact you said you were not going to monetize this, which I don't think there's anything significantly wrong with that at a certain point. But I can tell your heart and is in the right place. You're here to help people. And now they can go on an iPhone or an Android, right, and type this in on the app search and it would come up? Or do they go to the website?
They would go into just their web browser. It works on a laptop or mm-hmm. it works on any mobile device, so an iPhone or an Android or any web, you know, any device that has access to the web, and they simply go into COVID-19contacts.com, and that takes them to a site, and we've made this so simple that you don't even really need an explanation. There's basically one button there where you register by a normal way you'd register, which is like you give an email or you can log in through Facebook or a number of other ways. And then once you're in, you just get presented with that list of that screen where you can put in your contacts. So you put in the name and the telephone or email of the people that have been within 6 feet. There's also a number of things on the site that just very simple that make you aware of, you know, the physical distancing, the washing the hands and that sort of stuff. But we've on purpose made this very, very simple. Like you'll even see some of the graphics. They look like, you know, a little kid drew them because we wanted to draw them so fast, like stick figures to describe, you know, the six-foot boundary and that kind of thing. So it was really about getting this out in people's hands because this virus is moving very, very quickly. And our whole philosophy is to, and strategy here is, for us to spread the word, spread these three simple behavioral changes faster than the virus is spreading. You know, we're in kind of a battle here against a virus that's spreading very quickly. And if we can, and it's crazy because it's such simple things that we need to do to wipe this virus out.
Well, and Dr. Green and I have spoken of that on several of the past shows that, again, just what you're saying, if we could really maintain the distance, keep sanitation, not touch anything above our chest, you know, don't go anywhere when you're feeling ill, whether you know you have it or not. I mean, that would be significant to do that. And I see a lot of people doing it, and I see a few who don't. You know, hopefully we can get by with a few who don't. But good practice wearing the mask. I mean, you're preaching to the choir, and I really appreciate that. Any last pieces of information you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, yeah, I just say, I mean, they've heard the website, but I just the one last thing that struck me is that, you know, in this kind of time, people have a lot of nervous feeling and anxious feelings and disappointments about missing things. And, you know, there's something else that I've noticed in people at this time, which is that there's a real opportunity for leadership, for people, you know, leaders in the family, in your group of friends, or whatever it may be in your work, to really sort of step up and you know, show the way and lead by example. Do the contact tracing, set up the list, encourage others to do that, and, take on the responsibility.
I love that because we also speak of that, you know, remaining calm and in a position of leadership, calmness is contagious. And That's what keeps the boat from sinking, and both Dr. Green and I both certainly believe in that. So, George, thank you so much for taking your time, and I know you're from a long distance away, and we may be talking to you soon, maybe perhaps after your next app comes out. Let's get in contact, and let's maybe educate people more. But great common sense, great positive spin on it. So thank you so much, George, for sharing your time with Vital Health Radio today. And it is time to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. Or download their free app for Android or iPhone. And they are doing, like so many churches right now, online services. So you can go and enjoy those. Well, let us talk today about how much we need each other, especially in these times. I often remind my patients how important it is to encourage one another as we travel down this road called life. And we all know how trying these recent times have been for our community, and like Ed said, calm is contagious. Sometimes we do have to pull each other along when one of us doesn't have the strength to do it anymore. Life can be difficult, and we are designed to work in community. Well, let us look at a couple of verses. First, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16 compares us in community to a body, saying that the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. And the Bible compares our lives to a walk as well. We are not supposed to sit still in life with a stagnant existence. No. We are to live our lives with a fierce determination. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7 remind us that as we receive Christ Jesus as Lord, so walk in Him. Like Jesus told us, He came to give us real life. Now that's life with a capital L. Now it seems clear that we were never meant to journey through life alone. This is not a married versus single issue either. I'm referring to community. Now, some may say that they can walk alone and, in fact, may prefer it that way. They can proceed at their own pace, never feeling pressured or rushed. Well, I would counter by reminding you that we need others to walk with us through life. Life together is safer, as we have wise counsel and other points of view that allow us to see our options and obstacles, as well as the risks, more clearly. Life together is more supportive. There's an old Zambian proverb that teaches that when you run alone, you run fast, but if you run together, you run far. Life is more like an endurance sport than a sprint, and we need that support to finish strong. Well, life together is smarter as well. We learn from our community of friends. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says that whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. We need our community of friends to know when we have gone off of the wise path, and their support and wisdom to get back onto that path. So, you need other people in your life to help you grow into the person you are meant to be and to live the life God intends for you. Well, God Himself, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Spirit, are in perfect community. And in His love, He designed us to function best and grow most effectively in community, enabling us to live our lives fiercely and with passion. So as we struggle through these trying times, let us consider a quote from Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend. And I'm sure that fell on many, many ears that had open hearts and some bruised hearts that needed some build-up and some motivation. Thank you for that. You know, I always have enjoyed Thomas Merton. He was a Christian mythic, and he talks sometimes about seeing the secret beauty of others. And I don't think I've ever lived in a time of my life that I have ever seen as much secret beauty of other individuals that I have in the past, but especially this week or last week with the tornado, but even before that with the virus and all the issues that have come with that.
But you're so right. Random acts of compassion, love, kindness, joy, it's infectious. Just like calm is infectious, so is joy, so is laughter, so is the kindness. I mean, I've seen more of that than anything negative.
Absolutely. And the way that Chattanooga has stepped up to the plate, even before the tornado, to be cooperative. Now, it doesn't mean that we're all perfect, and there's no way we're going to be able to fix this and just push a button and it go away. We're going to have to get to a point of managing it where society doesn't fall apart at the same time. And living is risky, people. I mean, it just simply has to be a fact to embrace. So if people are, you know, in a state of health that is going to be far riskier, they need to assume the responsibility of taking better care of themselves to stay in. And also, again, from my standpoint, nutritionally supporting themselves with the A, E, C, and mushrooms, and D, because those are the things that really help to build the system so we don't crash.
I was just reminded of a Tolkien quote where he said, yeah, stepping out your front door is dangerous. You just never know where that road is going to take you. But, you know, if you don't, I mean, some people have to stay in right now. But
sure.
Like you said, life is full of risk right now. But my goodness, you can't let that keep you inside forever.
No, because there's going to be other collateral damage that's going to occur that's going to be so devastating if we don't find the middle ground.
And we'll be back to a new normal sometime soon.
Yes, we will. And I do want to repeat again, Nutrition World is offering foods like we always have, pet food. Of course, it's all organic, all healthy, all clean. We have beef, we have salmon, we have bison. You got some bison about a month or two ago, Dr. Bison. And you loved it. It's very clean. We have all kind of snacks. We have bars. And I am saying again, we're giving away anyone who walks into Nutrition World and says they heard this on Vital Health Radio will get 6 of my Zunta bars, the Vanilla Crunch, for nothing. It's $20 worth of protein food bars that literally, if you had 2 a day, you could make it pretty dang well. It's very, very filling. I have
nobody
used them.
Get in my way as I'm running to get my free bars.
Yeah, I'll have to bring you 12 bars since you're my bud.
Oh, I will take it. That is for sure.
All right. Well,
people, if you're going to go see your provider, a word of advice, don't just show up. Don't just walk into the door. Call first and find out how they want you to present. Very important. That would be for all of the providers in town. Some may tell you to come right on in, but most have a procedure and a protocol right now, so call first.
Great advice, because people are confused. In fact, I'm confused as to every single business that I go into. Everyone has different rules, and they're all pretty, you know, common sense. They work well. But, you know, everybody's kind of leery about what do I do? Where do I step? I've been chewed out a couple times, and it wasn't nice. And these were people who should have, you know, maybe they were having a really bad moment. But, you know, it's not a police state. And just because I stepped 1 foot over the line inside of a restaurant, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't know I had to stay outside. I thought I could pick up the food in right there inside the lobby. But
well, some are under the impression that if you step 1 foot closer, you're at 5 feet, you're infecting them. That's not true. Nor if you're at 7 feet, are you always protected. It is an average, people.
That's exactly right. And I do want to repeat again, I do the podcast, TheHolisticNavigator.com, where I interview Dr. Michael Smith on his opinion on the protocol to use to help you not get really sick. Please listen to The Holistic Navigator, Dr. Michael Smith. And the other doctor I listened to or interviewed was Dr. Wolfson, and he's a cardiologist. But interesting that he spoke about you know, it's not a perfect world, but we're using so many bad chemicals to kill this germ that we're going to have side effects from the bad chemicals at a certain point. And he's encouraging you to use better sterilization products. Nutrition World has a hand sanitizer that meets that demand. So it's only $4.99 for a bottle. You know, if you feel that way, then please do that.
And is it something you guys make, or?
We do have some that you can make from a little formula, but the ones we sell for $4.99 are already prepackaged.
Of course, people have learned now you can make your own hand sanitizer. It's not that hard. And, you know, I loved how, it's been a good 3 weeks ago, Chattanooga Whiskey stepped up and started making hand sanitizer. So I love how companies have pitched in like that.
Absolutely. Well, brothers and sisters and everybody who's listening, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I am Ed Jones of Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, calm, and fiercely joyous day, please. And you always know you can count on Nutrition World and you can count on Dr. Green. So hang in there, be calm. We will talk to you next Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.